We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Dave Richards, CBS Sports fantasy football writer, senior fantasy football writer, not just because he's been around for a while, but because he does an excellent job, joining us right now at Dave Richard on Twitter. Watch him on the 24/7 home of CBS Sports, CBSSportsHQ.com. All right, Dave, you've got a lot of Lamar Jackson owners out there holding their breath. Didn't really get great news. He's going to play tonight, but doesn't sound like he's 100%. How are you handicapping from a fantasy perspective Lamar Jackson tonight against the Jets?
Andrew, this is the scientific approach I'm taking. I'm going to check to make sure that he's active 90 minutes before kickoff, and then I'm going to make sure he's in my starting lineup. No games, no nothing here. Lamar Jackson is probably part of the reason why people made the playoffs in their fantasy leagues. He's not at 100%. Well, no one in the NFL is. And you know who else isn't at 100%? The entire Jets defense. Their secondary is in shambles. Their pass rush hasn't been good all year. I think Lamar Jackson can take advantage.
I think Bilal Powell was in the NFL when people were doing fantasy football on pen and paper, Dave. He got a bunch of carries when Le'Veon Bell was out sick/bowling last week, and it's a short week. Do you think they go right back to Le'Veon Bell, or is all that off-field nonsense going to be more action for Bilal Powell?
Well, I'm not certain that Powell's even going to play. I know that he was on the injury report, and I actually think that the odds are that he won't play, and not that it matters because Le'Veon Bell will play. He isn't on the injury report this week, and I think that Le'Veon's got a good chance to continue getting right around 15 touches per game. I don't think anybody is going to be excited to start him, but the Ravens in their last four games have given up over 5 yards per carry to opposing running backs. They've been good against pass-catching backs, though, and that's something that we know that Bell can handle pretty well. I think you look at him as a number two fantasy running back. I wouldn't touch him on a single-game DFS slate tonight, but I'd hope that you can get close to 15 PPR points from him.
Dave, is Lamar Jackson going to have Mark Andrews tonight, his number one target, his big tight end?
Yeah, it looks like Andrews is going to play, and Andrews is one of those guys where he's not necessarily consistent, and that tight end, not a lot of guys are, but he has given you double-digit fantasy points in three of his last five. And again, this Jets secondary, their starting safety, their backup to the starting safety, two of their top three cornerbacks, all out. And I think that you can expect to see a decent passing game from Lamar Jackson and company.
So you're saying me picking the Jets on the money line is probably not the best idea or decision I've had today because I already did it. Anyway, I'll just move right along here then, Dave. I know, I did it. I want to move to the Steelers-Bills game. Is anybody in this game really worth even a daily play? Who is somebody that might actually have a big game in a matchup of maybe the two best defenses in the league right this second?
Well, I think the defenses might be what you use in daily and certainly in seasonal leagues. I know that the sportsbook there probably doesn't have a very high total on the Steelers game. I know Vegas doesn't, and I would expect it to be right. I would expect it to be a low-scoring game between these two teams. So that would make the defenses interesting. I think James Conner, assuming he plays, would be interesting as a number two fantasy running back. Same thing with Devin Singletary, although the matchup is not going to be easy for Singletary. He just gets so much work that he can't help but try him out. And I'd give a long look at Cole Beasley, who over the last 3 weeks has been more productive than John Brown in any fantasy format you look at. What's happening is defenses are trying to take away the long ball from Josh Allen, and Allen has become disciplined in his young age and has started to just take that short area pass to Beasley, and Beasley has actually been fairly effective when he's been given the football, and slot receivers, it's something that the Steelers have had trouble with this year. So I think you could see Cole Beasley as a sneaky PPR flex play and a sneaky DFS option as well.
There you go. Great little nuggets like that is why Dave Richard joins us 4 o'clock here on Thursday, CBS Sports Fantasy Football. Read him at CBSSports.com. waiver advice, power rankings for week 15, which is a huge week in fantasy football. If you're lucky enough to still be playing in your season-long leagues, you've got a lot on the line. This is it for the Raiders in Oakland, Dave. They want to go out with a bang, and I don't think the Jaguars really give a damn. They've thrown in the towel the last few weeks. But what's going on at running back with Oakland? Josh Jacobs, Washington, what's going to be the breakdown here? A very enticing matchup for the Raiders, but who's going to get the points in the backfield?
You know, it might be the best matchup on the board for any running back that's there, and last week DeAndre Washington looked like he was phenomenal. It looked like he wasn't a backup running back at all. You'd like to see Washington have another opportunity, but if Jacobs is healthy enough to play, I think the Raiders want to use him. And he's been practicing already this week, so I think we're going to end up seeing Josh Jacobs. And if he goes, you're looking at a top 10 fantasy running back, and there would be concern that maybe he won't get a full workload, and if the Raiders build a lead, he'll get pulled. But, you know, if they're building a lead, I can't help but think that he'll be a reason for it, not because Derek Carr is playing like Patrick Mahomes all of a sudden. I think that you would see Josh Jacobs have a integral part in fantasy lineups. I don't know if I would trust him in daily lineups. His price might be prohibitive for that. But in seasonal leagues where you're trying to make your championship week, he's someone to go with.
Dave, I'm not in the playoffs in my league because I sucked and finished dead last, but there might be people who are in their playoffs who have Alvin Kamara. If so, what gives with him? Really the last 2 weeks I'll go with, and I could even say the last 3 weeks in terms of a touchdowns perspective.
You know, at one point he was on pace to have more total yards this year than he did last year, but he's also on pace to finish the season with 4 touchdowns, and that's not very good. And I'm wondering if the ankle injury that he suffered is starting to impact him a little bit. And last week it looked like Latavius Murray was the better running back for the Saints than Alvin Kamara. At least it just looked that way on film. I think that if you've got Kamara and you made it this far, you keep on rolling with him. Certainly in PPR leagues it's very hard to get away. But in non-PPR leagues you could consider one of the Raiders running backs, along with Chris Carson, along with a handful of other running backs that you look at and you go, you know what? They've got a higher ceiling. I mean, Melvin Gordon, Mark Ingram tonight, I think he's someone that makes sense. Joe Mixon makes sense. Austin Eckler. I think all those guys are better than Kamara. I view him as a number 2 running back in non-PPR.
Can Ryan Fitzpatrick and Devontae Parker keep it going against the lousy Giants defense? Is Parker going to get out there and be the big late-season producer that he has been for a lot of fantasy owners off the old scrap heap, Dave?
Unfortunately, he's been practicing in a non-contact jersey. It sounds like he's in the concussion protocol and may not get out of it in time to take advantage of this sweet matchup against the Giants. And unfortunately for the Dolphins, their entire receiving core is banged up. Not just Devontae Parker, but, I mean, it's a who's who of who they have at receiver. Allen Hurns, Albert Wilson. You know, these are obviously superstars in the NFL and potential Hall of Famers one day. But they may not be available to the Dolphins this week. I'll give you a name. This is on the list of DFS sleepers that I might have sent to somebody involved with your show, not naming names. Isaiah Ford, who had 15 PPR points last week when he was put into full playing time with all the injuries to the Dolphins receivers. He was the guy that Fitzpatrick was leaning on, and he's got a little bit of juice to his game, but he's a backup for a reason. But if all those receivers are hurt for Miami, that's the one to go and look at in daily, because all it'll take is 5 catches for 50 yards for him to give you 3 times value on your lineup.
Dave, are any of these, I ask you this every week just because I'm sort of fascinated that they haven't turned it on yet. The Patriots, we had guys up in the press box taping that sideline. That's a bad thing. The NFL's figuring that out. We know Edelman's a play every week for them. Is anybody else, since they're facing such a hideous football team, worth putting in your lineup?
You know, this Bengals pass defense actually ranks in the top 10 this year. It's the truth. It's kind of weird, but That's just how it's happening.
Well, that's because everyone can run on them at will, so.
But I don't know if the Patriots can. And the Patriots have a lot of hidden problems. Their offensive line isn't playing well at all. Their run game really has not been good. Sony Michel, you can ask anybody that has him in fantasy, he's been a massive disappointment. In fact, I don't know how many people that have Sony Michel on their fantasy teams are still playing fantasy at this point in the year. Yeah, Julian Edelman's a must. And I think James White in PPR is a good play as well, but not even Tom Brady is a good start this week against the Bengals. He's only given you one real good game in fantasy over his last five, he makes me nervous because his receiving core isn't so great and his pass protection is a problem. I think there's a chance the Patriots, forget about covering, I'm not sure they're going to be able to win convincingly against the Bengals on Sunday. And if Cincinnati gets fired up like they have been the past couple of weeks, they might, I don't know if I can say this on air. They might be able to beat the Patriots.
Until the Patriots figure out their plays in advance once they decode all that game tape that they have and eke their way to a win. But that's a topic that I'll actually probably just discuss with Mueller once I hang up on you, Dave. You did another tremendous job. We're so happy to have you. CBSSports.com. Read them there. Watch them on the 24/7 home of CBSSportsHQ.com. Follow them on Twitter and get advice from them. Go right to the source like Craig Riley does, at Dave Richard on Twitter. Dave, you're the man. Thank you.
You got it, guys. Good luck in your fantasy playoffs this week. Chris, good luck in your DFS exploits, and sorry about your Jets loss.
Thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.